you've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Alexis. Are you currently in need of some roadside assistance today?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I don't have my policy number, but I do have the VIN number to my vehicle.
And you're with Mercury?
Yes.
So we would need to have your policy number.
Yeah, I've had to call before, and they somehow looked it up. Could you find it for me? Because I don't have the number with me. It's in the vehicle, and the vehicle's not in custody.
Who looked it up?
That would be a representative that works for Mercury, like yourself.
Right. I don't work for Mercury. I'm just a third party who does their roadside assistance, so I can't look into their system.
Huh. I wonder how they looked it up before, because this is the number that I called. Is there another number for me to call?
Well, see, you could use the same number. It just depends on what options you choose. If you called Mercury directly and you chose roadside assistance, then that's what it'll prompt you to. But if you could call the same number back and you choose a different option, then it'll prompt you to a different option with Mercury. I could see if you've had a had a pass ticket.
Yeah, I have. I've had, I think, two last month.
Okay, let me see if I can maybe look up a pass ticket, because we can't look up your policy.
Okay, do you need my last name?
Hold on 1 second. I can use your phone number.
Okay, thank you.
For Michelle Choin?
Yes, you got it. Thank
you. A 2015 Chevy Equinox?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, wonderful. Give me one moment. Let's go ahead and set your assistance.
Thank you.
All righty, first, may I have the spelling of your first name, please? Wait, no. First, are you in a safe location?
Yes, I am. I'm not with the vehicle. The vehicle was towed to a dealership ready to pick up.
Okay. So go ahead with the spelling of that first name.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Michelle.
All righty. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. And your last name?
It's C-H-O-I-N. Coin. And there is a lot of feedback from your phone. Am I on speakerphone? It's a lot of static.
Yes, ma'am. I hear the static as well. No, you're not on speakerphone. I actually have you in my headset. Can you hear me, though?
Okay. I can hear you, but typically that means there's like a short maybe in your headset. But I can hear you okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So last name, I'll try to speak up for you. C-H-O-I-N, coin.
Yes, that's correct.
And can I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected today?
Yes, that phone number is 760-404-703.
Alrighty, 760-404-7093, is that correct?
Yes.
And would you like to receive mobile text updates to that phone number, which will include your service provider's name, number, and how long it will take them to arrive at your vehicle?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Alrighty, message and data rates may apply. Give me 1 second. Do you happen to have that VIN number?
Yes, you need the last 6 digits, correct?
Yes, ma'am. You can go ahead with it.
289-366.
289-366?
Yes.
Alrighty. And can I have the year, make, and model of the vehicle, please?
Yes. 2015 Chevrolet Equinox LT, and it's black.
Alrighty, wonderful. 2015 Chevrolet Equinox LT black.
Yes.
And what was the reason for breakdown today?
The vehicle didn't start.
So the vehicle wouldn't start, so you took it to the shop?
Yes.
And was the shop able to fix the issue?
No, which is why I need it towed off the property.
Okay. May I ask why they weren't able to fix the issue? Did they not have the parts or something like that?
They didn't go into specific detail, but I know that it's going to be expensive. So what I want to fix is for
what? I'm sorry, ma'am. Your phone broke up. You said that you knew it's going to be expensive, but what?
It will be expensive, so I want to tow the vehicle off the lot. Please and thank you.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm notating.
Thank you. So the ones that I circled here were the ones that were pink and blue. Okay. One full sheet I did. Oh, okay, never mind.
Alrighty, ma'am. So, are you trying to get it towed to another repair facility?
No, I'm going to have it towed to the address where I'm at.
Oh, you're getting it towed to your residence?
Yes, it's about 0.3 miles away.
Okay, no worries.
Would you like the address of the dealership?
Give me 1 second. I'm still setting up your ticket.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Alrighty, ma'am. So I'm going to set you up for a tow. I have a few questions. If they don't apply to your vehicle, then you can simply say no, okay?
Yes.
Will your vehicle shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes.
Is your vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's been towed before. So, I mean, it's you can tow. I don't know if it's all-wheel or four-wheel.
Okay, so you want me to put yes or no?
I want you to put that I don't know.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We can't put that as an option.
Okay, well, then you could put all-wheel drive. I have no idea.
Okay, and is this service a result of an accident?
There's no accident. The vehicle would not start.
Alrighty, and do you have the keys with the vehicle?
The keys are in the vehicle, yes.
And will someone be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
Yes, as soon as I get notification, I will walk up there. It's literally walking distance from where I live, 0.3 miles away.
Oh, okay. So, you're gonna be with the vehicle when they arrive?
Yes, I will walk up there. As long as the driver can give me an ETA, I can walk and meet him, and then I can show him where I want the car to be parked here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And will you be needing a ride with the provider back to your residence, or you're fine with just walking?
Yes, I'll ride back with the provider because I'll have to show him where to park the car.
Okay, and is it just you in need of a ride?
It's just myself.
Alrighty, so I must let you know that rides are not guaranteed due to COVID. However, they usually do allow up to two passengers to ride, so you should be fine as long as you wear a mask. Is that all right?
That's okay, and I don't mind walking back. It's very close to where I live.
Alrighty, wonderful. Alrighty, now may I have the address of where the vehicle is currently located, the dealership?
Yes, that address is 2111 Moreno, Morena Boulevard, that's San Diego, 92110.
Give me one second. Alrighty, so I currently have your vehicle being picked up from 2111 Moreno Boulevard, San Diego, California, 92110, and that pops up as a Mission Bay Chevrolet and a Cajun Collision Center. Which one is your vehicle at?
Well, it's parked in the front, so I'm gonna say it's in the Chevy dealership part of it. I mean, it's out front.
Okay, the Mission Bay Chevrolet.
Yes.
And you did state that they are aware of us coming to pick up the vehicle today, right?
Yes.
Alrighty, give me one second. Alrighty, ma'am. Now may I have the address of where you want to take your vehicle today?
Yes, it's 1945 Frankfort, Frankfort Street, and that's San Diego with the same, oh no, it's 92210. But I'll be with the driver and I'll let him know where I want it parked. It's not going to be parked on this street, it's going to be parked on a side street. I'll let him know when he gets here. Or her. I'll let him or her know, I should say.
And you said Frankfurt, Frankfort.
Yes, thank you.
Alrighty, ma'am. So I currently have your vehicle being dropped off at 1945 Frankfort Street, San Diego, California, 92110.
Yes.
Alrighty, wonderful. Alrighty, one second. Alrighty, ma'am. So I just want to let you know that the next step for me is to start calling providers to see if I can get someone to come out and assist you today. Since you did opt into our text message feature, you will receive a text message with your service provider's name, number, and how long it'll take them to arrive at your vehicle. And I'll also give you a verbal confirmation of that same information over the phone as well. Also, your benefits cover you up to 100 miles. You're not even going for a mile tow, so you are completely covered today. You will not have to pay anything out of your own pockets. Just to re-verify, the vehicle is being picked up from 2111 Monroe Boulevard, San Diego, California, 92110 at the Mission Bay Chevrolet, and it's getting taken to 1945 Frankfort Street, San Diego, California, 92110. Is there anything else I can assist you with for now?
I appreciate your help. I just want to clarify, the name of the street where the dealership is on is Marino Boulevard.
Marino. Yes, ma'am. But yes. The Mission Bay Chevrolet.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. So once I get you a service provider and an ETA, I'll give you a call back to the number ending in 7093. Is that all right with you?
That's great. Thank you so much. And because I'll be walking over there, it would be really helpful if you or the driver could let me know, because it's probably like a 10-minute walk at that.
Alrighty. So you will receive a text message with the ETA.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're so very welcome. Is there anything else I can assist you with before I release you off the line?
No, I think that's it. Thank you for your help.
All right. Thank you so much for giving Emergency Roadside Assistance a call, and I'll be getting back in contact with you shortly. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.